I believe that the world is filled with compassionate strangers.
I believe in being a fool for love.
I believe in railroads.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. All of us, I imagine, can identify life-altering moments in our lives, some filled with intense joy and others perhaps with unspeakable horror. This week's essayist, Kenneth Chabert, reflects on remarkably intense, life-changing events in his life, events that have everything in the world to do with his recent graduation from Providence College and his ambitious plans for the future.
Hold my breath, close and open my eyes, tighten that grip and squeeze. This was the first time I shot a gun. My heart was pounding, my body drenched in sweat, my hands trembling from the pressure of the gun blast. This was the trajectory of my life before I realized there were other ideas, goals, people to meet, and ways of life. Growing up in the inner city of the Bronx, New York, is the toughest situation I've had to endure. Many days I was paranoid about last night's shooting. I would step outside, my heart pounding. I take a deep breath while I walk to the train station. But right before I cross the street, I see gang members throwing up gang signs. My mother yells from the sixth floor window, "Kenneth, you forgot your bus pass." In those days, every trip to school was a challenge because I wore a uniform and embraced school. Part of me knew that the acceptance from my neighborhood is more important than the acceptance of teachers and serious students in my school because they cannot help me survive. But I also knew I'm very knowledge-driven because I want to be successful when I grow up. My teachers always said, "You're going to go far, and there's something special about you." Yet every time I was told this, their words were drowned out by the overwhelming problems and dangers in my neighborhood. Straight A's don't matter out here. Toughness is what matters out here. The neighborhood voices used to taunt me, "You're going to school? Boring." I always felt like I was too tough for the nerds and I was too smart for the gangsters. I now believe that we ultimately control our fate in life, that our personal history shapes us for the moment, but we ultimately decide who and what we will become. Nobody can stop me from becoming what I want to become, and I've refused to let my environment or anyone stop me from being great. Along the way, I've learned to use my past and my environment as an advantage in my academic world as a student at Providence College. I've learned to embrace my unique circumstances and use them to propel me forward. But strangely, no matter how much success I achieve, I know that it all started from my life on the streets in the Bronx. And in my world at Providence College, often it felt like the trauma starts all over again. The first time I took an exam, I relived that moment on the streets. Take a deep breath, close and open your eyes. Tighten that grip and squeeze.
Kenneth Chabert graduated this past May from Providence College. Chabert owns two barbershops in New York City and is involved in a wide range of entrepreneurial ventures, including his own clothing line. He also serves as a management consultant and plans, he says, to combine his entrepreneurial spirits with his passion for helping people in need. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, wrni.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.